Hi, John, it's Sarah. How are you?
I'm all right. Just got out of the hospital.
What was that? I'm calling because I wanted to see if you paid your spend down yet for this month or what's doing with it.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm thinking. I don't know. I think, I don't know, I was going to punch in today here in a little bit.
What did you say?
I was going to punch in here in a little bit. Yeah, I don't know if I have it or not. Were y'all trying to end the month or trying to total everything up?
No, this is for March. I'm talking about for March for when the next month starts. I'm just calling in advance to see what's going to be with the spend down for March.
Well, we have a certain amount of hours, right?
Yeah.
No.
But remember we discussed this last month that if the spend down's not paid, then we don't clock in until the spend down's paid. So last month, in the beginning of February, you didn't clock in, I see, until the 6th because it was paid up probably sometime in the first week. So I'm calling for March and I'm seeing when you're going to be paying it so that I could know when we're going to start, when I'm putting you on hold until it's paid.
I couldn't tell you. I've had so much going on that, I'm barely able to keep up with it as it is. I'll talk to Bob and get back with you.
I hear. Because another option could be, let me see. He's a family member or he's one of our agency aides?
Yeah. So
He's a family member.
I'm not sure what you're asking.
I also see that when was the last time he clocked in? Because I did he only clocked in once this week, and that was yesterday.
Yeah, I was in the hospital.
Oh my, wow, I'm sorry to hear.
I was in the hospital Monday and Tuesday.
Wow, okay, so let me delete that. And then I see he clocked in, he didn't clock out.
We got like 7 hours in yesterday, I think.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask him to make a time sheet. Okay, so I hear there's a lot going on now, so this is kind of like a lot to talk about.
So, what do you want to
I'm
do?
not.
How can we find this out?
Yeah, maybe find out when you'll be able to pay the spend down because I don't want you to lose out on so many days of services, you know?
Yeah, well, we were going to, well, we were going to, clock in the rest of the week.
Right, for sure. Clock in the rest of the week, that works. I'm just talking about for March. Because when the new month starts, then you get new hours. Your hours get, and you get a new amount of hours. And that's when the spend down needs to be paid for those new hours in
I
March, for
don't
March.
understand exactly what you mean by the spend down needs to be paid.
So don't you have a spend down that's for $73, right? Last month we spoke about it, and then I told you that we're gonna have your services put on hold until this spend down of $73 are paid. This is what it's like you have to pay it in order to get your Medicaid going so that you'll be able to be active. When it's not paid, then your Medicaid is not active.
So, okay, so I have to pay that spend down
Yeah.
for the month of March to activate it.
Correct. Yeah. To activate your account so that you'll be able to clock in. Because when you're not activated, then you can't clock in.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to add it the 1st of March. Is that all right? Or we need to pay it before March?
You could pay it on the 1st of March, but you can't, Robert can't clock in until it's paid. So if it's paid on the 1st, then probably he won't be able to clock in until the 2nd. So it's always better to do it before, but if you want to do it on the 1st, that also works. Whatever works best for you.
I'll talk to him, get back with you today. Okay?
Okay, you'll get back to me?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much. Feel good.
Bye.
Okay, bye.